Hello, this is Pastor Mark. I welcome you to Pastor Markcast. My observations of current events in the context of how we understand God, what we understand about people, and how to find meaning in our own lives. Today, I'll be talking about a healing service. I remember when I first began using liturgies for healing during worship services. At that time, I was pastoring a congregation that was out of state. Using this liturgy seemed like a good idea, as we had a number of congregants who were ill at the time. A number of people asked me if I had gotten this liturgy, quote, from the Catholics. These lifelong members of the Reformed Church in America had never heard of this liturgy, much less participated in it. I had to explain and demonstrate that this liturgy had been a part of the standard liturgy of the Reformed Church since the 1970s. It was not a new liturgy, but somehow it remained unknown. When my daughter was a student at Hope College, she had a heated argument with one of her professors who insisted that churches like the Reformed Church had no service of healing. This lack of a healing liturgy, the professor argued, was one way that the Pentecostal congregations were different from the mainline. Fortunately for my daughter, internet had been invented, and I was able to send her a link to the healing liturgy. She won the argument with her professor. At the congregation out of state, we began to use the liturgy on a monthly basis. People from all walks of life and various states of well-being came forward to be blessed by the elders and minister, and received the gift of oil on their foreheads. We anointed people who were struggling with fear, mental illnesses, anxiety from hiding from domestic violence, and many physical illnesses. It became quite a popular addition to our worship. I continued this tradition, my next church in North Jersey. Again, it became quite popular, but here was one woman who protested the service of healing. She claimed that it was boring. But dozens of people each service disagreed and came up for a blessing. Since Labor Day, we've begun this tradition at the Community Church in Glen Rock, New Jersey, with the exception of two people. It has been widely received. We did have a short debate as to whether or not we should hold this service on Resurrection Day, which landed on the third Sunday of the month. Some folks felt we should cancel for the day because it can take a long time. Others felt we should do it and show our best stuff to those who didn't come every Sunday, but would be attending worship to celebrate the resurrection. In the end, we agreed to do a healing part of worship, but to shorten the liturgy. The number of participants overwhelmed me. The congregation responded, and I had never seen such a large group of people come forward for prayers and blessings. I wondered if the line would ever end. Several people who were members but rarely came to worship came forward. I wondered why the response was so overwhelming. I spoke with two elders following the service as I wondered why this had been so popular. Their explanation was multifaceted. They believed that in the post-COVID world, that people are craving physical contact. They believe that the many political and economic changes in our world, that people are feeling anxious and in need of healing from that anxiety. No matter what the reasons were, people responded, "I suspect that we supplied a need that many people have. Our healing service will continue, and I invite anyone who is reading this blog or hearing this podcast to come and participate in this service on the third Sunday of each month at the Community Church of Glen Rock." Well, my friends, this concludes this edition of Pastor Markcast. I know it's not easy to follow Jesus and obey him, but it is worth trying. When we do so, we benefit all those around us. We fully know the peace that only God can give to us. I ask you to make this attempt. May God bless your good intentions. To read my blogs, to hear more of my podcasts, to watch my children's Bible story videos, or to view my Community Church Conversation series, please visit my website, www.RevMarkWilliamEnnis.com.